Welcome back to Should I Bother?
This is a podcast where we try other things that people say you should try.
You know when you open up Instagram and you're like, oh my god, that person has run 10 miles, meditated for 2 hours, did 7 ice baths, had a green juice, drank 10 gallons of water, whatever.
Today I just did a sauna 6 a.m. on the beach.
Yeah, all that shit. They're like, oh my god, should I be doing that?
Yeah.
We're taking those things one by one. We're looking at the research, seeing what that says, and then we're actually trying to let you know if you should bother.
Should you bother? We're also doing a stupid little game.
Always a little game in the middle. Just keep it light, keep it fresh.
Let's get into today's episode, which is talking about should you bother doing 10,000 steps a day? When are we going to do an episode on should you bother wearing crotchless chaps?
Assless chaps. Crotchless panties.
Oh, you
love the word panties.
The P word.
The P word.
Sick. Actually, you don't really mind it. I think you don't like it more than me.
I don't like
panties
it.
And what was the one? Moist? Moist panties?
Yeah, moist I've just kind of gotten over. Panties I'll never get over. Even now I'm like, someone listening to this that's like, I have to turn this off. I'm never listening again because you said the P word.
What? Got your panties in a twist? Is that what's wrong? Scrap. We won't go there.
Gentle humor.
When are we going to do an episode on, what was it called again? Horseplay? No. What was it? Horsey
oh
thing?
Oh my God, yeah.
If we go to America with this podcast, there's so many things we
if we
try.
Break America. Right.
We're not going to break America.
I want to go to America. I want to do line dancing. We can do that.
We can do that at home.
We can do that at home. Yeah. But I just want to be at like a hoedown. Is that what it's called? Rodeo? No.
Why would that be called a hoedown?
Miley Cyrus is do the hoedown, throw down. Or maybe it was called a throwdown. Doesn't matter. Want to do line dancing dressed as a cowboy.
Okay, dressed as a cowboy.
Cowgirl.
Yeah. Go to a ranch and do cowboy things. That's a fucking great episode.
Go to cowboy school.
Cowboy school.
Lumberjack school.
Magician school.
Magician school. That's one that I've come around to since the first episode when I said I wouldn't do it.
Really?
Just because of my history with doing magic tricks. I did one for your family not that long ago and it was received very well.
It was really well.
So it just kind of sparked an interest again in my head.
Yeah, and you've been pulling handkerchiefs out of your sleeve since.
Eating competition.
Hot dog eating competition.
Mm. That's another big one.
Yeah.
There was loads of other ones we were talking about in America and I just can't remember.
Flat Earth Conference.
Oh, stop.
I don't know, that's a good one.
I'd fucking love to go to that.
Yeah.
Comic-Con. I know there's ones like in Europe and Asia and everything, but they're not as frequent. I don't think they're as big.
Yeah.
Frequent.
They're not as frequent. Come here, question before we get into everything.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
Because obviously today we're talking all about 10,000 steps a day.
My fucking dream finally coming through. I've been saying this
oddly
since
your wet
the
dream.
Beginning.
I was looking up my Spotify search history there recently.
Right.
And I was like, what's this? I didn't look up this. And I remember you used my phone and headphones.
In the gym.
Mm. And I saw Gym Baddie and Baddie Energy. Do you think you're a baddie?
I can't believe you'd make a show of me like this.
I think you're the
first of all the lads.
You're the softest person I know. What was this like? And then you looked up.
I'm actually embarrassed.
Megan Thee Stallion radio. This is Megan Thee Stallion. Why would you not just pick the first one?
Because what I was trying to do was get other songs that were like Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay, that's the radio.
I didn't really know. I don't use Spotify.
Clearly.
I used to use it.
Why did it come into your head to look up Baddie Energy?
Because I saw it on the screen from one of the coaches playing Spotify in the gym.
That's an easy out. I think you think you're a baddie.
It depends what your definition of a baddie is.
What is your definition? Because you're the one looking
just
it up.
Sexy.
So, like, I looked at it, I was like, this is weak, this is lame.
But the kind of music you're going to find on that is Megan Thee Stallion.
Is it?
And like Cardi B and things I like to listen to.
I thought it was pretty grim.
And that's what I like to listen to, but now I'm going to be embarrassed that for the rest of my life.
I hope that crosses your mind again. Because that was, when he looked at it, I was like, oh, this is embarrassing. Like, this is so embarrassing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was thinking after, I was like, Gary's whole Spotify algorithm now is going to be bad bitches.
Not once. Like, I've been listening to Brown Eyes a lot on Spotify. That's kind of fun.
Oh, that's going to be your whole thing.
It's my Discover Weekly now is like nature sounds and shit.
Oh, that's my YouTube.
So, you've been fucking, not to be too graphic, but creaming yourself over this idea for a long time.
Over what?
Just do, we're like, we should do 10,000 steps.
Oh, 10,000 steps.
10,000 steps again. And I was always like, this is shit. A shit idea. I hate the idea of it. I think it's crap. Too negative, I'm sorry.
You're being negative, but that doesn't dampen my spirit.
No, nothing does. You're too high spirits. Baddie energy.
Too baddie. Mm. I am obsessed with the idea of 10,000 steps. I love counting my steps. There's nothing I hate more than walking when it's not counted.
Yeah.
Because I just think, why fucking bother getting off the couch?
It's got a chokehold on you.
It has such chokehold on
me. For years.
Yeah. Now I go in and out of it. But like, since Christmas, I think the thing was I walked like 20,000 steps on Christmas Day.
Oh my God. I have that written down here. Literally. Read this. I know what you're going to say. Only time I did 10,000 steps a day was in Tenerife for Christmas. I was doing 20,000 on Christmas Eve. I'm so sick of hearing you say that. Like, I fucking knew it.
But that kickstarted something in my brain that I was like, I feel so good.
But did you feel so good?
I felt amazing.
But like, was it like after the gym feeling? Was it a pride feeling?
It was a feeling that I was eating and drinking like I was on holidays because I was, and I just didn't feel sluggish and bloated like you usually do after holidays. So I felt like I had loads of energy.
Yeah.
That's what the feeling was. I was walking loads. I was also on holiday, so it was nice. But like, I never feel like I have loads of energy on holidays. I always just feel like a big fucking lump.
Mm.
And then it's like, right, time to fucking work for the next 6 months to burn that off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. We went to the gym once on holidays, didn't we? In Malta.
Yeah, we did.
Did but one day of it and then that was it.
Yeah. Oh, the only thing I remember about that is we wore so much sun cream that like white lines started dripping down us when we were sweating.
In the gym?
Yeah.
Don't remember.
The sun cream we had was like kids fucking factor 100 sun cream. Yeah. So thick. You're just like, yeah, okay, I'm going to stop there because I'm going to cut that out. So don't say anything else. I want it just be a clean cut.
Well, I just don't care. You know, like... Oh, you were wearing kids sun cream. Who cares?
That's why we're always so pale and people are like, you've been in Asia for 2 years and living
you're in Spain. Don't look like you've been.
Oh, right. You're so pale. It's like, we wear the thickest sun cream around, guys.
Yeah. Still crap. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you felt the need to elaborate on this. And now you see why I wanted to cut it out.
You, like...
I've got the power.
You've got the power. Do you know what's gone to your head?
What?
You finally fucking succeeded with your little plants. You're a plant daddy now.
Hang on now. So it's, at the time of the recording, it's not that long ago for us about the herb garden. It's just the way we record things at the minute. But
yeah, we're ahead of time.
We're ahead of time. But are you fucking, are you fuming? To eat your words? Are you kind of raging that I was right? That it's actually a good thing to be doing?
Yeah, like I am raging.
You were giddy this morning when you saw all the
seasons. I was just going to say, I am raging. I'm disgusted with myself, actually.
Why?
Do you know that?
You gave
because
it a one.
My reaction when there was like a tiny little green thing sticking its head out, I was like, Gary!
You were overjoyed. Like.
I was overjoyed. And then this morning, like, I feel so proud of the plants.
I'm delighted. Whatever.
I'm just like,
I can't believe we did it.
Oh my God. Come on, guys. You're doing it. So I completely take it back. And then this morning we were just sitting there being like, let's go to the garden centre, all the things we could get. And I literally said, plants are great.
What you said was, do you think we could eat it now? It just came out of the ground, like.
Yeah, but I don't know how big cilantro gets.
You
it's
do.
Coriander,
you
by
do
the way.
Know how big it gets. We bought it in the shop.
Yeah.
You've seen this.
I was thinking of it in the dried.
And the thing is, you don't even
tub.
Like it. You know what you're talking
about? I don't
about
even like it. No. It's funny because I used to love it, but then
did you?
Then COVID made it start to taste weird after that.
That and tuna.
Oh, tuna I couldn't have for ages. Eggs were weird as well. Mm. It ruined coffee for me at the time. Mm. Didn't even like coffee.
You still don't like coffee, do you? No, you like decaf coffee. With
yeah,
milk.
But it'll never be the same.
Anyway, so yeah, growing a herb garden, fucking big success.
Yeah, I eat my words. We are proud plant parents.
We should do episodes revisited.
Oh my God, we have to.
There's a lot of things we've tried that we were like, that was shit. And people were like, actually, I think that's really good.
The thing is as well, like, I'm a different person to what I was 2 years ago.
Are you?
And as are you.
Go on then.
You know what I mean? That's it. Oh. We're different. So like,
okay. You're still going on about the same shite.
Yeah, but like, I think, sorry, did you expect me to have a point there?
Just sorry.
That's unusual. No, I think I'd experience things differently.
Mm.
Like I'm a little bit more comfortable with being out of my comfort zone, I think.
Oh.
So I think I might get more from some things. Yeah. Like I might try... No.
Go on.
I was going to say, I might try the flotation tank.
I think we should do that again.
I
know we've talked about that a lot.
No, if I'd ever...
No, not
if
the
If it was
one.
The thing that you were in.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
The gas chamber.
That was crap, yeah. On the topic of walking.
Yeah.
I've been thinking a lot about, you know, power walking as a sport.
Yeah.
Like why anyone would do that.
Mm.
Like, I don't want to like look down on anyone who's, you know, picked a hobby and they like it and they put all their effort into it and all the rest.
Like, why are you saying that? That was the most insincere thing I've ever
just... You know, the most insincere thing ever was when last week you were like, that sounds really interesting, I can't wait to get into that. In the most dull voice ever. You dickhead.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting.
Like, I'm sure there might be a power walker listening who's kind of like, it's actually really good. To me,
yeah,
it's
we've
the
never
most,
tried it.
It's
so.
The most embarrassing looking sport, I think, in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah.
And there's sports like chasing cheese down a hill. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, God.
Think it's
that's
more embarrassing
extreme
than that.
Sport now.
Mm.
Yeah, it is more embarrassing than that.
And the other thing is, like, why would you bother getting into that one? You know, when you're, like, you're younger and you go, do you ever go to, like, the local fucking athletics club or something?
Well, yeah, because I was winning all the races.
I forgot you thought you were really fast when you were younger.
I was. I've loads of medals at home. I'll show you the next time we're in Clubhouse. I'm going to ring my mom now to FaceTime her
when
and show
you,
us the medals.
When you're a child, you get a medal for participating. So
no, I didn't. I got them. There were gold, silver and bronze. There weren't participation medals.
You got all
medals.
Three. You were the only one running the race. You were doing the power walk. No one else was in it.
No, I was good. I used to go to cross country running and stuff. Anyway,
why
go on.
Why wouldn't you run with me now?
Because I just got so... fucking slow as time went on. It turns out that almost everyone can run when they're a child.
Yeah, they can. Like,
fairly fast.
You really
if you
can.
Don't practice that for 15 years, doesn't just come natural to you.
The absolute fuck. Is gusto, what does gusto mean when someone has gusto?
I know, but I think you're trying to say like the gumption.
Gumption, that's a good one. That's a very good one. The fucking gumption of you.
Go on, what are you trying to say? What is your point to all
my
of this?
My point is...
Is you want to get into walking,
no,
running.
I don't.
Walking
but,
races.
Like, I don't understand why anyone would go into that as a sport. And yeah. I don't understand why it became a sport. Because, like, if you think of the Olympics and all the things that stem from it, like the javelin, throwing to fucking kill people
yeah.
and sprinting to get away and swimming and all these kind of things that will save your life.
Yeah. Is that why the Olympics started?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
But, you know, it's a
They're
lot of those...
very useful.
What like what is power walking useful for?
Yeah, but you could say that about like fucking surfing.
True.
Or badminton. Or volleyball.
Do people look at power walking and think that was a lot of fun?
I don't know. Like there's something in my head that I'm like, surely it's less bad for your joints than running, and that's why some people pick it, but it looks like it would actually be worse. It looks like
you're
moving
your
body in a way that bodies shouldn't be moved.
Mm.
That's all I think. I'm just like that looks painful. And
there's
like
an episode in it.
Your leg's going to break.
There's definitely an episode in it.
But the one thing about them.
Wow.
They're fucking getting their 10,000 steps. Not a bother, I'd say.
Not a fucking bother. And you are actually raging.
I feel like you are probably not looking forward to actively doing this?
I think walking's kind of boring.
Yeah, like, you really are not a walker. I come from a family of people who like to walk.
You do, yeah. A long line of walkers.
Yeah.
You are saying on...
Although your mom does a lot of walking.
She loves to walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. She does fucking 15,000 steps a day.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think you were saying on holidays, yeah, you did your 20,000 steps a day. You felt great.
Mm.
I would rather go to the gym for an hour and walk for like 20,000 steps is what? Fucking 3 hours of walking.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like, I don't know.
Such a waste of time.
But the whole question is like, if going to the gym for an hour has the same benefits. If you're going to the gym for an hour, what? Like, we're doing 4 days a week. So 4 hours a week and the rest of the time we're just sitting down. That's not great.
So you're trying to say to me that 4 intense hours of exercise isn't as good as...
No, I don't think it is.
You know.
I think it's better. I think 10,000 steps a day is better.
You are so sold on this idea, and I don't know
so
why.
So sold. I don't really know why either.
And you're literally arguing with me here, like you know what you're talking
sold.
About.
Sold, Gary. I finally forced you to do this episode.
So boring.
I am going to bring you over to my side, the 10,000 step side.
Well, will we get into the research? That's probably going to win me over, not you arguing from a place of not knowing.
Yeah.
Like that's just not going to help. The other thing about power walking is when you're watching, you're just like, would you just fucking run? Like,
yeah, they look like they're about to break into run.
I'm just like,
fucking,
just like, I'm gonna beat him. My hips are gonna move faster. It's just like, fucking, just lift your legs and run, will you? Like, anyway.
Oh God, did you start?
I started on the logistics of this.
The logistics.
Yeah. So I'm like, right, 10,000 steps. How fucking far is that? How long is that going to take?
Mm.
All right. How many miles are 10,000 steps?
How many?
Take a guess.
Oh, I'm going to say 5 miles.
No.
Oh, what is that?
Well, it could be. So it depends on if you're a man, a woman, how tall you are and how fast you walk.
Yeah, see, because what else would be different? What? You've long legs, but you walk just so slowly, it's actually...
It's definitely
embarrassing to be seen.
Stop for a second.
You. What?
Think about that.
Okay, you this walk fast up steps, but that's an ego thing.
No, Stephanie.
That's pure ego.
No.
That's pure ego.
Think about this.
What?
You have this preconceived idea from years ago of when you'd be walking faster.
Yeah.
And I would say for the last 2 to 4 years, I've been outpacing you day in, day out. And you've been saying to me, like, you're such a slow walker. And then you're always behind me. Always.
Yeah.
But you know
who really won there?
Who?
Me.
Why you?
Because I fucking got to you. It was reverse psychology.
No, Seth,
I got to you.
Shut up.
I was so sick of waiting for you that I was like, I'm going to just start saying this to him. And I'm going to chip away at his entire life.
Like, I just walk slow to let you go ahead. Is that what
you're doing? No, that's not it at all. No, it wasn't reverse psychology. That's wrong. I just said it enough that I got to you that you're like, stop saying I'm a slow walker. So now you're like, I walk fast because I'm proving I'm fast walker.
That's not it. We walk to the car, to the gym. And then
yeah, but those things are different because it's
so
uphill.
Long. I have to stop. I literally have to stop to let you catch up.
Gary.
Stephanie.
I've seen how steep those hills are.
Yeah, I'm not blind. I walk up it as well.
That's different though. If we're walking on flat ground where it's an even playing field.
What are you talking about? So you're saying to me, this is the race all over again. When we were only going out for 6 months or something and you were like, I won all the races when I was the fastest girl in school. You thought you could beat me in a race. Went to race. I fucking smoked you. I smoked you.
Red flag number one.
I smoked you maybe like
three times. Just that should have been. I should have actually ran away from you. That's what I should have fucking done. That is such a red flag that you're just like, come on, so come on, just feel like fucking race, yeah.
No,
we talked about
it
this
wasn't,
before.
I didn't say it in an aggressive way.
But
I said it in a way of like you were challenging me that you'd be faster at running, and I was like, I don't think so because...
Yeah, but look...
I'm pretty fast as well.
Okay, right.
And I've got the benefit of being a man.
We've talked about this in the podcast. This is probably our fourth time.
I know.
Okay?
I'm never going to let this go.
Anyway, walking around here in the village that we're staying in, it's all steps. It's steps everywhere. Really steep steps.
Right.
Gary's fitter than I am, so he gets up the steps quicker.
Okay.
But
can I just...
Just normal walking...
Can I bring it back?
You are kind of leaning backwards, you're going so fucking slow.
This is just not true. I think when we're... Why are we going to do that? We're obviously going to go for a walk together.
Yeah, but... Right, so this is what I was going to say.
What?
So we have to go up all
these
steps.
You're so worked up.
Like. We have to go up all these steps.
Right.
Like when we're going for a walk.
Yeah.
And Gary... What? The fucking ego testicle maniac.
Come on, like that's so far. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, but... So that's too far.
That's too far. Way too far.
But did you notice how you plow on? Like we go for a walk together. We go for a walk together for lunch. We're not in a rush. It's not to get any steps in. It's not even exercise. It's just to have a nice little stroll together. Yeah. And I'm just left in your to eat your dust.
That's
as
not,
you're like boom, 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 up steps.
I'm just like, oh,
is that
get
lack
to these
of
steps,
patience?
Yes, it's okay, like, fair. And it's also like, why would I want to slowly walk up these? I just want to be done. I want to get past these. That's it. And the sooner I get up them, the sooner they're finished.
I don't want to get too sweaty or anything. You see, so I just take
that's
it
your
handy.
Problem.
I know. Yeah, there's a big.
That is literally your issue.
I know. I don't want to. I don't really want to break too much of a sweat. Do you know what it is as well? I get too embarrassed because we often meet people either halfway up the steps or at the top of the steps, and I'm like. So I'm like, I'm just going to take a handy now so I don't get too out of breath.
Yeah.
So people think, she's fairly fit, isn't she?
She's never getting very fit now, isn't she?
I shouldn't care. All these people avoid those steps.
And they don't care if you're sweating. They're like, who cares? Like, it's hot outside.
That's good research anyway. What
so, okay, so the whole thing, is it about, it depends on how quick you are. It depends on how... short you are, whatever, right? So
oh sorry, yeah, you're big long legs.
Big long
yeah,
legs.
Yeah, but slow pace.
If you're a short woman,
yeah.
Right. So if you're like 5 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
What are you? Like 5'4"?
5'8" or 5'9"?
You always add extra on. You're not 5'9". We're not gonna get into this competition about your height again. We're not doing that again either. Right. We've already argued enough.
No, but maybe we should order like a height measuring tape. Our measuring tape isn't long enough for how tall I am.
What's that going to...
Just see how tall I am.
Why don't we just measure each other up against the wall with a piece of pencil and see if we grow every month? Why don't we do that?
Okay.
So if you're doing, if you're a short woman, 5 feet, doing a slow walk, which is like 3 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Like 5 kilometers an hour. 10,000 steps would be just over 4 miles. So that's about nearly 7 kilometers, 6.8 kilometers.
How long does that take?
So if you're doing 3 miles an hour... And it's 4 miles.
Yeah.
It's like an hour and a bit.
Okay. That doesn't sound too bad.
It's an hour and 20 minutes, I'd say.
Yeah.
That actually
okay.
sounds okay, doesn't it?
That does.
As if you're doing
okay.
a slow walk. If you're a tall woman, like a big Dutch woman, for example, you're 6'2", you're doing a brisk walk, 4 miles per hour. Whoa. That could cover about, 5.39 miles. That's about 8.7K. So 10,000 steps depends on walking fast, walking slow, height.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's probably a difference between. Yeah, it's either like 4 to 5 miles or 7 to 8K a day. That's what 10,000 steps is.
Right, okay.
So that could be like, an hour and a half.
And you see, our distance is kind of slowed down because of the hills.
So that's my question for you, Stephanie.
Oh,
specific
go on.
Question for my girlfriend, Stephanie.
Yes.
Fiance, you know, you love to say that. Wife to be, etc.
Yeah.
You've been counting the steps as double. Because there's all of these hills and steps. So are you going to like just give in to the numbers and be like 10,000 is 10,000?
Yes. Because
are you?
I genuinely
you
am.
Have to.
Because I set my target at 5,000 because I was like, sure, half of them are uphill.
Yeah, so you're basically doing 10,000.
Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense. But the 5,000 is so ingrained in my routine that I can't get to the 6,000 without changing my routine, which I don't want to do or haven't done. But I'm hoping now with 10,000 that'll be my new routine and then I'll stick to that.
Do you ever get pissed off when you don't hit the 5?
Yeah, well sure, you've seen me just walk. I was standing around there yesterday folding the clothes, marching on the spot.
Yeah, that was annoying. That was really annoying. I actually wish you didn't do that. I'm trying to concentrate doing work. And you're in a marching band. Like.
I was wearing like slippers that were really loud as well. So
it's
just slabbing my feet up.
Like,
I know,
like,
yeah.
I'm in the foyer I'm in the library upstairs.
Yeah, but do you not think I think that while you're shaking your leg and tapping your foot and going, fucking cunt and fucking fuck this. That's all so annoying.
I don't think you can hear that, can you?
I can hear that all day. Are you joking?
Should I get you noise cancelling headphones for your birthday?
Yeah.
Would you actually like that?
Yeah.
So where did your research start then? I'm kind of talking about the distance and all the crack. What were you interested in?
My research, I just wanted to see a little bit of like the actual research, scientifically speaking, which is the terms I like to speak in.
Yeah.
University of Kansas Medical Center. Don't know if they're to be trusted or not, but every time I see like a university or something, I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of believe them. But they had an article called 10,000 Steps Might Really Be the Magic Pill Everyone Is Seeking. They mentioned two studies that were done, right?
Right.
In this article. Like in 2022, with 78,000 adults of ages between 40 and 79. So more daily steps are associated with lower risk of cancer.
Yes.
What they also found that a higher step intensity may have additional benefits. So it isn't just about getting to the 10,000 steps. It's about half an hour of those steps are at a high intensity. So you're kind of working out.
Power walking.
Mm. Literally. Those people had even lower rates of disease and stuff. People had higher intensity.
Mm. Right.
Up to 9,800 steps per day.
That's the golden number.
That was their golden number.
Right.
That like, dementia down, cancer down, cardiovascular disease down.
So
yeah,
I was looking at, I don't know, is it the same study, but they just took different things from it?
Oh.
But they were basically saying 9,000 to 10,000 steps a day cuts the risk of death by more than a third.
Oh, I didn't see that in this one. So
yeah,
it must be a different one.
Yeah. Everyone's fucking mad to study this 10,000 steps a day. Do you know where the 10,000 steps a day came from?
You mentioned it in one of the episodes.
In
the Whoop episode.
Whoop. So more specifically, it came from a marketing campaign from the night before the 1964 Tokyo Olympic Games for a pedometer company. And they called the pedometer Manpokai. Man meaning 10,000, po meaning steps, and kai meaning meter. So it was a 10,000 steps meter. There you go.
That's it. Like, they just came up with that.
They came up with it. And then everyone
genius.
Was like, very good. And they all copied it. But anyway, the study I was reading, it's from National Geographic. They said, look, fucking 9,000, 10,000, any activity is good. They looked at if it zoned in on if extra daily steps could offset the risks of sitting. Like, you know, you're just fucking, we're just sitting like a lump all day.
Yeah.
So people who do fuck all day and sit around, they have obviously higher risk of heart disease and death and all these sort of things.
Great.
But what they were saying in the study was the people who sit a lot versus the people who didn't that did the study had the same benefit from doing more steps.
Oh, so even if they sat...
If you're starting from zero and you sit all the time and you just start stepping more,
you still are getting the same benefits.
Yeah.
Even if you're just doing a walk to get the 10,000 steps and the rest of the time you're sitting down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they were saying, so if you even got 4,300 steps per day, your risk of heart disease falls by 10%.
That's good.
If you double that number, your risk of heart disease falls by 20%. So like, it's the more steps, the better.
Yeah.
They found the same with the risk of death. So I don't know how they calculate that. That is like,
well, they literally were following people and seeing, well, on this study, they were literally seeing
around.
Who died.
The risk of death went down by 20% when you did 4,000 steps. It went down by 40% when you did 9,000 steps.
Yeah, and they say 9,800. So that between 9 and 10 really seems to be the money. Jesus, so like it literally, from what I found and what you found there, there's literally studies being like, the more you walk, the longer you live.
Yeah. There was that other one I was mentioning.
Does that change your opinion on not enjoying walking?
Like, it does, but at the same time, I'm like, it's not like I'm not going to the gym 4 times a week.
I know, but that's only 4 hours out of how many hours in a week?
Why are you doing
the
whole
time? The
rest of the
time you're sitting down.
You talked about intensity there a few minutes ago. Like, we're either going for a slow walk for fucking, like, every day for 3 hours or a really intense hour of exercise. I feel like the intensity is more important.
You would say that. Because you just want to be like, burst through it and
be
done.
Boom, 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 done, finished, got it done.
Yeah.
That's
what every woman loves to hear.
Lucky girl. You're about to have the best 10 seconds of your life. But there has been studies that show that people who track their steps do walk further, but they enjoy it way less. Because it feels like work. And they're like, oh, I need to get my 10,000, which you're always shiting on about.
I'm just never not shiting on about that. And I must say, I can understand that a bit.
You get pissed off if we started walking somewhere and you're not wearing your watch.
Well, the other day I literally ran back to the house and got my watch.
Yeah.
Those steps weren't counted.
Yeah.
What a waste. Yeah. Like. Yeah, but I get annoyed, but I understand that because I'm kind of in a trap now that I'm just like, oh, there was a novelty at the beginning.
Yeah.
And now I'm slave to this thing on my wrist here. And when I did see someone else saying they put it on their ankle and it was more accurate. I was like, that'd be weird if I was literally wearing a watch on my ankle.
It's like, what time is it?
On there.
Let me check. Oh, yeah. Could you read my ankle there? Yeah, that would be weird. Maybe there's a fucking gap in the market though for that.
Maybe.
I mean, I suppose a watch in your ankle, maybe we could make a watch in your ankle. It'd be called a wankle. And we're selling wankles. New wankles.
Wankles.
Yeah, wankles. Should I bought a wankle bracelet?
That's good. Well, anyway, I am becoming a slave to this. And I find it hard to get over the 5,000 steps at the moment.
Yeah.
So I was looking up tips for how to get the 10,000.
Okay.
So this girl, Liza on TikTok, didn't get her second name.
Just Liza on TikTok.
Liza on TikTok.
I'm sure there's only one anyway. Don't worry.
Liza, she's a weight loss coach. So I feel like if you put that in, you would actually find her.
Right.
So she swears by 10,000 steps, right?
Oh, right.
She said it's the reason she lost 140 pounds, which is 10 stone.
Fuck.
Or 63 kg.
63 kg?
63 kg she
That's
lost.
That's a fucking 15-year-old boy. Like.
Yeah. At the beginning, the only thing she did was walking.
Just walking.
That was the
steps.
Only thing she started with.
Yeah.
She didn't start with like really strict diet, working out, whatever. She just started to walk 10,000 steps. So she does something called the morning mile. Like it's 1.6K. And she said for her it's about 2,000 steps. So she was like, just get up 20 or 30 minutes earlier, 2,000 steps done before you do anything else in the day. So that's a good one that I could do. Because I'm starting to kind of do a little morning walk here and there, but it's the first thing to go if I'm under time pressure. The next tip she says is go a little bit out of your way, right?
Right.
So this goes against everything I'm trying to instill in you, but park further away at the shop. So like the parking, like I literally am trying to say to you, my dad would drop me right at the door of the shop. So you should really drop me right at the door of the shop. And then dad would pull around and pick me up when he sees me coming out of the shop.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, you've got two legs, so
I know, yeah, but it's like, that'd be the nice guy thing to do.
I've started doing it since you forced me to.
It's lovely now that it was forced.
Yeah.
But anyway, this girl says, no, park at the other end of the car park if you're going shopping.
Okay.
And walk, and you could get 200 or 300 steps in just walking to the shop. Do you know? And those little things add up.
Right, okay.
And then go a little bit out of your way. If you're walking somewhere, just take an extra little block if you can. Just go the long way to get somewhere. If you're going to the gym, she's like, just do a 10-minute warm-up and cool-down on the treadmill.
10-minute warm-up and cool-down, so 20 minutes is spent walking on the treadmill?
Yeah, or just one or the other. Like, just do a 10-minute warm-up and, like, just walk for 10 minutes on the treadmill. We don't have a treadmill.
Right.
So, like, in the gym we go to.
Yeah, yeah.
But if someone goes to the gym that does, 10 minutes isn't much, like, and you could build up a good few steps there. Or the thing that has swept the internet,
right,
is walking pads.
What's that?
So it's just like the bottom of the treadmill.
Right.
Was I showing you that before? No.
Well,
oh my God, they're fucking everywhere. Have you not seen videos of people at their standing desk and walking?
No. I don't really use social media that much. I use YouTube a lot. But what's the, I don't understand. So like it's just a treadmill you walk on while you're working.
Yeah, but it's just the base of it. So it doesn't have the big thing at the top. You can't raise the incline or anything, I don't think.
So where do you find one of these? Like you buy one?
They're everywhere, yeah. You just buy one. Yeah, so people walk on them while they're working, which I just am like, how do you do both at once? How do you type and walk? I see a lot of people using it. There was a Irish influencer called Niamh de Bruin that ran a giveaway. for a walking pad, and it got like over 70,000 entrants. It went completely viral. It was on the radio.
Jesus,
people
I didn't
were
realize.
Just like lost their fucking minds over this walking pad.
Are walking pads that big of a thing? Like,
that's what I'm telling you. They are. All of the, sorry.
What happened to you there?
Everyone I follow now, like any influencer people I follow, they're just like walking pad fucking mad.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I need to get one. It's a, I saw one, I Googled one this morning.
Right. Much.
Or whenever I was doing notes. €150.
Right.
Anyway, that's my research.
That's your tips. Do you want another tip? Don't
yeah.
fucking come in here with tips anymore.
Oh.
Because you're boring me. No, you're not. You're not. You never bore me. You're the most exciting person I know.
Oh, that's worse.
Is it?
You overcompensated. You went too far.
You're just basically saying I don't know anyone that's fun. Yeah, I've nothing else for you.
Good.
Right, let's fucking put an end to this now.
Yeah.
This ends now.
This ends now.
Right, we're going to go off do 10,000 steps for the week. Then we're going to come back and we're going to play a game. Then we're going to talk about how we actually got on with this. Is it fucking achievable or not? I don't think so. I think it's bullshit.
Fingers crossed. Is it achievable or not? It's definitely achievable. Like,
well, like when you've got a fucking hectic life as well.
Fingers
like
crossed. Well, as people that have kids. Well, no, I suppose.
Yeah, if you've kids.
I asked before on the channel about, on the channel? On the Instagram. Actually, about the pod, about how do people get their 10,000 steps? And a few people wrote in saying, if you have kids. You're running after kids. You're on your feet all day.
That's like, I was going to say, if you've kids, you're probably less likely to, but you're more likely to.
Mm. They said running after a toddler all day. You don't really. To the way mams are always like, first time I got to sit down all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, I literally saw you sitting down have a cup of tea earlier. You fucking liar.
Liar.
You liar.
That is a mother's favourite thing to say, really,
yeah.
Isn't it?
First time I sat down all day.
That'll be me now. I'll be eating my words.
Yeah. And you'll be
Jesus.
Having...
First time I sat down all day, no one helps me in this house.
You'll be having a, like, Ray-Vita with a slice of cheese on it.
Yeah, being like, after cooking up fucking chips and nuggets for kids and then being like, I'm just going to eat this bit of salad here.
Yeah, just going to have this little piece of lettuce here. Starving.
Couldn't eat anymore now. No, not this time of night. Too warm.
Yeah.
Too warm. Just have a salad, rolled up piece of ham and a boiled egg. Too warm for anything else.
You love that.
I do love that.
Right,
it's the furthest thing from a salad.
Get the fuck.
Get the fuck
out.
Get a few steps done.
Get out. Come on.
Bye.
We'll be back soon.
Okay. Love you. Bye. Back in the room, baby.
We are back in the room.
Back in the room.
We are. Before we get into anything now, Stephanie, I need to tell you something. I need to be honest. I need to tell you my deepest, darkest secrets.
You ate my cookies, and it wasn't me that had 9 cookies in 2 days.
Did
you actually ate
two,
some of them.
9 in 2 days. Do you think if you entered a cookie eating competition, you'd come out on top?
Oh my God. Yeah.
What's your favourite type of cookie? Is it, because I know you love Subway cookies, but is it still that, the number one?
I like cheap cookies.
Yeah,
I don't
cheap
like.
Date.
Yeah, I don't like any fancy kind of cookies.
Mm.
I don't love the really soft cookies.
The way you say cookies is just, you sound like such a baby, such a child.
Cookies.
Can you have a cookie?
Cookies. Anyway, you're, what are you telling me now? I'm very curious.
So they're this is just, it's just a current news story.
Oh.
I miss us doing our Dumbest Among Us. And
do ya?
It's not even that I miss the Dumbest Among Us. I just miss reading dumb news stories.
Yeah, fair, so do I.
And there's a countless amount of them online.
Oh.
The Metro is a really good spot for one, and that's
yeah.
where I got this one. But I read that a remote UK island now has more Easter eggs than people.
Oh, what the fuck? Like?
Thanks to the shop's mistake. So there's the Orkney Island of Sandy in Scotland.
Oh, never heard of it.
Only has 500 residents. And the lad who owns the shop went to order 80 eggs, but instead ordered 80 cases. So he has 720 eggs in the shop.
Fuck sake.
So
surely they could all have
an egg
and a bit each.
An egg and a bit each, yeah. But what he's going to do with it, do you know what's actually the most tragic part of it all? They're mainly Kit Kat Chunky or Smarties eggs.
Oh, they're Nestle chocolate.
Mm.
That is shit.
That's a crime.
That is shit. Okay, no wonder he's panicking so.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fucking hell. If they were Cadbury's, grand.
Grand, yeah. They'll sell like hotcakes.
Honestly.
But he's going to set up a raffle and charge £1 per ticket for the chance to win 100 Easter eggs. and the money goes to charity. Actually, I think that's good.
That's good, but it'd be more of a hassle than anything to win the 100.
Yeah, what do you do with 100 Easter eggs?
Honestly.
Give them out to all your friends, I suppose.
And they're like, we have 100 as well. Should we all live in the same island?
You have actually a really good chance of winning them as well.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because maybe some of those people, the 500 people, are kids. They don't have their own money. Yeah. They don't have jobs. Well,
they probably have a pound, like.
Maybe, yeah. Anyway, you ready to play a game?
Yeah.
It was my turn to make the game.
Yeah,
whoop, whoop.
Which you hate.
Whoop, whoop. No, I don't hate it. It's just pressure because you're good.
You stop doing that. I fucking fight you.
That's you hate. Okay.
Go on.
So it's 10,000 steps. I was like, should we do something around Steps, the band?
Or Step Brothers.
Or didn't even think Step Brothers.
There we go.
That would have been a way better movie one to do than Pineapple Express, because everybody knows Step Brothers.
No more movie ones.
Then I really wanted to do something around like Step Right Up, Step Right Up.
That's good, yeah.
Come see the Beast of the East. That'd be you.
I thought that was the winter, the big snowstorm a few years ago.
Yeah, that's why it was in my head actually. But no, it was you. It was a Beast from the Southeast.
Oh,
Gary
nice.
Gary Gillick. But then I couldn't think of a game to go with it. And I was like, I don't want to just do a shit game just so I can use the name.
Okay.
Anyway, what I came up with was Peter wants his 10K. Like Peter K. Peter wants his 10K.
Okay, yeah, right.
So you've pissed off Peter K, right?
Okay.
You owe him 10K.
Right.
You haven't paid it back. It was supposed to be paid back to him last week.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
So
for American listeners now, Peter Kay
is... Oh, yeah,
Peter
Kay is an English stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Google him. Most people have probably heard of him. He's massive. Anyway, so I made a deal with Peter.
Right.
So if you solve all of these riddles, you're off the hook.
Right.
If you fail, because I told him you're not good for the 10K.
Right.
If you fail, then you have to go live with him Monday through Friday every week.
That's not too bad.
Okay, and I get you on the weekends.
Okay. Okay, right.
Okay, so have you had some caffeine?
Yeah. Why?
Just so you can stay alert, because you're about to fucking riddle me this.
Right, okay. The Riddler.
Riddled.
Stephanie Byrne, Riddled. If you had a perfume range, it would be called Riddled. Stephanie Byrne, riddled with all sorts.
Just riddled in every sense of the word. Okay, so there's 10 riddles.
Riddles.
You have to get them
right.
Or go live... We'll live with Peter Monday through Friday.
That's not a bad option.
No, you're kind of... I feel like you're going to purposely play this poorly.
I'm going to lose.
Okay, number one.
Yeah.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
Think of... I'm going to give you a hint for some of these, or else you'll be here all day, because I know you and you'll be like, well, I need to sit down now and really think about it for half an hour and look at the research.
That's a thinker.
Think of the topic this week.
The more you... What was the question?
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
It's like walking. Walks. Steps.
Yes.
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
Footsteps.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So like if you're walking on the beach, the more you take, the more you leave behind.
Okay, yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
That is good,
you
Stephanie.
Didn't really get that though, did you? But too much help. Too much help.
I wouldn't have got it without the help.
Okay, so let's just say yeah for now. But if it comes to it that you're about to lose, you won't get that one.
Can you just stop undressing me with your eyes? I just see that glint in your eye and I'm like, look, it's not the time or the place. I need to fucking pack it in here.
Oh my God, it's because I know I'm going to be missing you on Monday to Friday.
Monday to Thursday.
I said Monday through Friday every week.
It's recorded. Can't wait to rub this in your face.
It says Monday to Friday written down here. So
yeah, but
surely
why did you say Monday to Thursday then?
I would never.
You did. It's
I
recorded.
Didn't. I didn't.
Go
on. It's too awkward to play it back
it's
now.
It's too awkward
to
play back.
Okay.
But we'll hear it.
David's father has 3 sons.
Right.
Snap, Crackle and...
Pop.
David.
David's what? Oh, fuck. I hate those ones. It's always the same. Like,
why didn't you fucking get it then?
That's why I'm annoyed.
It was always the same.
Damn it.
Aww, David.
David. Go on.
Okay, number 3. What is more useful when it's broken?
My instant reaction was glass, but it's definitely not.
Depends
on what
the situation.
You need it
for. Yeah. To fight? Yeah.
What's more useful when it's broken?
Yeah. We were talking about this yesterday. I was talking about how much I love it.
Oh. broken dreams. You were saying you love when people get their hopes up and then they're
and
just
then
broken
they're,
down.
They're scared. Scared, slashed.
I don't know.
That's not true. Oh, what's more useful when it's broken? Try an egg.
Oh, did I show you that video before? Of the girl who was like, oh my God, the egg's hatching. And the little girl was like, oh my God, can we keep it? Can we keep it? And she breaks through the egg and it's in her finger with a smiley face drawn on it. It's so good.
It's so good. That's yeah. So mean as well.
It's so good.
Can we keep it? Keep it, please. Can we keep it?
So good.
Okay. What goes up but never comes down? Hint, not your penis.
Oh, well, I can tell you that for a fact.
I can tell you that for nothing.
I can tell you that, no, for nothing.
Yeah.
What comes up but never goes down? But never goes down. Inflation.
That's probably another answer. It's not. It's not.
Does
that.
Inflation go down? I don't know. Actually.
I don't think so. I think it just continuously goes up.
We are not very financially well read.
Who am I, Eddie Hobbs?
Oh, should we better again, Eddie Hobbs on the podcast?
Yes.
100%.
I'd love to talk to Eddie. I'm Eddie Hobbs.
I'm Eddie Hobbs. You shouldn't spend money on anything.
Because I'm Eddie Hobbs.
Hobbs.
Okay, so you don't know that one?
No, I don't know any of them.
Age. Age was what we were looking for. Goes up, never comes down.
Fuck off.
Age. Number five. I'm an odd number. Take away a letter and I become even. What number am I?
I'm an odd number. Take away a letter.
A letter and I become even. Think of the spelling.
I know, yeah. I was thinking nine becomes nin. That's not a number.
Nine becomes nin.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Take
away a letter and I become even.
I'm an odd number. Take away a letter and I become even.
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take away a letter. Take away the S. Oh, nice.
I can tell that you're as happy as raging for me for that one. You were looking at me like, you got it. Fucking nice.
You got it. I'm delighted you got that. You're doing well. Okay. What three numbers give the same result when multiplied and added together? Put in a maths one because I thought you'd like that.
When multiplied and added together.
Yeah, the three numbers give the same result. When you multiply them and when you add them. They're under 10.
Was it 1, 2, 3?
Why, 1, 2, 3 added together is what?
Is 6.
1, 2, 3 multiplied.
I suppose 1 by 2 is 2. 2 by 3 is 6.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay, got that one then as well. So the maths one's number's not too bad.
No. Okay.
Is that a riddle though? It's not really
that's
a riddle,
just
is
a,
it?
Just a question.
It's just a maths question, like.
That's so true, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the real riddle all along.
Yeah.
Who has married many women but was never married themselves?
The local priest in your parish, I think, actually.
Wait. Just what I was actually looking for was just the priest.
Oh, the priest.
Yeah, has married loads of women but has never been married.
Yeah, well, he has been married, but
he says women.
He just hasn't let on because he wouldn't have his job anymore.
He's married to Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Okay, so the priest is the answer.
Yeah.
So he's kind of right, but
you
also...
You were right there. I don't know why you went very specific. You thought, do you think I'm making these up? Because I'm not. What has hands but cannot clap?
A clock.
Yeah, I kind of was putting that in because I was like, maybe it's a bit easy. He's probably not got anything by this point in the game.
I don't think I got... I didn't get... That was question 6, was it?
No, that was question 8.
Oh, so
yeah,
now I've got 6. Okay.
We think. We'll have to do a final tally at the end.
Right.
How many months have 28 days?
All of them.
Oh!
Should I drop the mic now?
Big fucking dog.
Yeah.
Big swinging dick on you.
You thought I was going to say one.
I thought you were going to fall for that, just
nope.
Like you fell for Snap, Crackle, and Pop. I'm crackling David, clearly. Come on.
Such a better brand. Like the Rice Krispies elves. Snap, Crackle, and David.
Okay. Last question.
Right.
Take off my skin. I won't cry, but you will. What am I?
I like that one rhymes. Take off my skin.
I won't cry, but you will.
An onion.
What am I? An onion.
An onion.
Well done.
Jesus.
Fuck you, Peter Kay.
I got a lot of them.
You got a lot of them.
I'm really happy
you got
with that.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Eight out of ten.
8 out of 10.
80%.
You get to stay with me 24/7. Too bad, because I know you were actually excited to go live with Peter Kay.
I did want to live
for
with
weekdays.
Peter Kay.
Well, you don't get to. So here, pleasure doing business with you. Put her there. Yeah. Stop her up.
So, Stephanie.
Oh, my God. Can I just take a second?
You can. You can take as many seconds as you need.
Right.
Go on.
When I kind of missed a bit of intermittent fasting.
Right.
The abuse you gave me.
I didn't give you abuse.
Was endless. Knew well enough, whatever, even though I did it the majority of the time. And here we are, a mere month or two later.
Mm.
I've never seen you try less in my whole life. I've never seen you try less at anything. Did you do this once? Yeah.
You hit 10,000 steps.
Yeah.
How many times?
3 times.
Did you?
Well, did you not see me being like, oh, I'll just go for another walk and like going for a walk for ages.
Yeah. So like this didn't work for me. All right. I'm just going to say it didn't work for me. It didn't work for me because two things.
Okay.
Right. Number one, I don't have a watch. The fucking Whoop doesn't record steps.
Yeah.
That's actually an issue when you're trying to track your steps.
Mm.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, the only way I could track steps then was through my phone. And I genuinely don't like having my phone on me. I do have it on me during the day in case I get a call or whatever.
Yeah.
But I rather just leave it in another room.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work very well when it's the only thing you have to track steps.
Fair.
In saying that, I did have a reluctance to this anyway.
Mm.
Even without that, I just think it's fucking stupid tracking steps. I don't think it's a bad thing to do more steps. But I think the idea of being like, I didn't do 10,000, oh my God, my day's ruined, is bullshit because it all started from a marketing campaign.
Did it make you do more steps?
It did.
Did it?
Yeah, it
Jesus,
did.
You could have fooled me.
Yeah, no, I did.
You fucking, your arse was welded to that chair over there.
It wasn't. You were upstairs. You don't see me. So when I would take
you
every...
You don't see me. You don't know what I'm up to.
You don't know
what
I do it all day downstairs, plotting plans. When I'd work for 25 minutes and I'd get up a lot more and walk around...
I did that a lot as well.
So I did get more steps in.
Fair. I think we couldn't have chose a worse week to do it.
That was another thing.
It pissed rain this week.
Yeah. It was raining.
It absolutely pissed rain.
Every day.
And I was busier with work because I was doing a presentation in person.
Yeah.
So then I had less time to go for walks straight away. But I was thinking about the rain thing and I was like, fuck's sake, it was really hard to do it because it was raining. But then... Is that not better in a way? Because that's the struggle. You want to go for a walk, but it's raining a lot for a lot of the year. And how do you get the fucking 10,000 steps? Well, we got a taste of that this week. Let me tell you.
The other thing as well is like, well, we don't have a rain jacket over here. Because
we don't
we're
have
like,
raincoats.
We
don't have an umbrella.
Mm.
And the like, you're talking about slippery fucking steps and tiles here.
Mm.
It's all uphill, downhill steps, ramps, whatever.
Yeah. Good excuse.
Good excuse. But still, 3 days out of 5, I got it.
Mm.
I got 10,000. Now, I was doing a good bit of marching indoors.
Yeah. I heard that once or twice.
There was a bit of indoor marching to get
only
to the steps.
Only for us doing this episode, I would have been like, shut up.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
It is annoying. I think it's just do it in my socks so you don't hear the slippers.
Mm.
But yeah, a bit of indoor marching.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I mean, I don't know. I was looking up during the week.
Sorry.
Do
I was just instantly going to interrupt you.
I know. I heard the big breath and then you being like... like I was looking up during the week like, do I have to do 10,000 steps a day if I already exercise? And
that was a real fucking...
To my dismay...
Yeah.
All of the articles were like, well, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt at all to do both. It was saying like, whether you choose to exercise a couple of times a week or do 10,000 steps a day, the main thing is that you're just being active.
Yeah.
And the main thing is like trying to not sit as much as you generally would.
That's the thing, because we're sitting so much.
It's so easy for us to get up out of bed after being horizontal for 8 hours to come down and sit in a chair until lunchtime to sit down and eat.
Yeah.
Until we go to the gym to stand up and run around for an hour.
For 1 hour.
To come home to sit down to watch telly.
Exactly.
To go to bed to lie horizontal again.
Yeah, but it definitely made me more aware of during working hours to get up and walk around. So that was really good.
Mm.
What I did do, which I was saying in the research that your one was suggesting, was the morning mile.
So
I did a longer walk a few mornings.
Yeah.
And then that way, on those days are the days that I got it.
Yeah.
I got the 10,000. The 2 days I didn't do it, I didn't get the 10,000.
Okay.
Because I found then as the day goes on, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm way behind already. Mm. So I'm not going to reach it. So like, fuck it. I'm just kind of getting steps here and there. Whereas in the morning, if you do it, like I had 3,000 steps first thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I can definitely achieve it now. And then after the gym and everything, I had like 9,000 steps. And then I just did an extra little walk.
The start of the days when it wasn't raining and I could do a 3K run, then it was like,
sorted.
Just knocking them out quickly.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just the idea of going out for a walk for an hour.
I'm
like, for fuck's sake. But I can do it in a third of the time, then I'm happy out.
Then you're happy, yeah.
But then it was raining every morning. So like I didn't do that. I actually ran less this week than usual.
Yeah.
So that was shit.
I think I'm going to try this again this week, just myself.
You're just obsessed with this 10,000 thing.
Like. I am, but I also think I noticed myself turning on my watch. Like not turning it on and off, like literally turning on it.
What do you mean?
Like literally being like, you fucker.
Why?
I was just like, this is too much pressure.
It is.
It was a constant, every time I looked at it and the steps lit up, I was like, this is a constant reminder of how I'm falling behind here. And it's actually, by the end of the week, I was like, this is actually having the opposite effect because it was starting to annoy me and starting to make me feel like shit. And I was like, well, then I'm not even going to put on the watch.
Yeah.
So I think I might have pushed myself a little bit much in a way.
Yeah.
3 days of 10,000 steps.
Well, I know, yeah. Push yourself too much. Like, it's not like some people, there's so many articles online that are like, I tried 10,000 steps for one full year.
Yeah.
This is how it helped.
Yeah.
You were under too much pressure.
Christmas Day in Tenerife, like, and I got 20,000.
Shut up. Like, no one cares other than you about that.
Yeah, so I might have made myself hate the watch and the steps a little bit, but that was on the days that I wasn't achieving it.
I'm surprised that you wanted to do this at all, because I thought the hating of the watch and the steps would have happened a lot earlier.
I know, yeah.
I think it was just more manageable when you were aiming for 5,000 and calling it double
because
you have to walk
upstairs.
You arsehole. I think the main thing with this is don't fucking give a shite too much about the 10,000 magic number. I think it's just look at what your average is and try get more than your average on a weekly basis and build up slowly.
It's just about try and just move a little bit more, isn't that it? That's what we were trying to do this week.
Yeah.
Do you feel any better? Can you move your leg, by the way? Because it's making me uncomfortable and I don't want to move.
Do you know what? Actually sitting beside you makes me uncomfortable. having to sit down with you once a week to talk for an hour makes me deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah, living with you actually makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I don't like about living together, that it constantly makes me uncomfortable.
Do you know what makes me uncomfortable is that where I work is right beside the toilet, and when you use the toilet, it's so loud. And it really,
I knew you were fucking bringing out that old chestnut.
You knew
again.
A toilet gag was coming.
I knew a toilet gag was coming. Well, it's not surprising because there is gaps in the wall. Did you notice that?
Yeah, tiny little
I was
gaps,
like, if you put your face in front of that, we could make eye contact. I'm sitting
no,
on the loo.
Definitely
and
couldn't.
Vice versa. We could.
Could we?
Yeah, we so actually could.
Are you looking at me working while you're on the toilet?
Yeah.
What you're up to? Yeah. That's why you're in there for 20 minutes.
Like, I hate this story. I hate this.
You're very quick in the toilet because you go to the toilet for so many times a day.
I have to be efficient.
Well, anyway, let's get past this toilet talk, Stephanie. You're always bringing
toilet
down
humor
the tone.
Is so boring.
So overrated. I think it's not that I didn't get anything from this. I just didn't want to put that much into it.
Yeah, do you think there's anything else you tried less? Do you think this is the thing you put the least amount of effort into besides our relationship?
I maybe it might be might be the episode I was least enthusiastic about.
Yeah.
Because the other thing as well is, like, it's not like you can take the piss out of this. Like, there's a load of fucking scientific research behind this to say, if you walk more, your chance of dying is going to go down.
But riddle me this then,
right,
Gary. Yeah. Why not give me the same fucking grace with intermittent fasting? Why just tear me to shreds on an audio medium?
Oh, don't even go there. You are such a fucking little bitch.
Why?
During intermittent fasting. Because you lied to me about fucking the times that you ate.
And I bet you this week, I specifically didn't ask you because I didn't want to know.
Oh.
I wanted to wait to publicly ridicule you here.
Right.
But I didn't want you to be like, no, I didn't do it, whatever. But I bet you if I'd asked you during the week, I'd be like, you doing that? You'd be like, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was.
Oh, were you? Did you get it once? No.
No, not once.
So then you weren't fucking hard.
I don't know if I got it at all because I didn't always have my phone on me. Like, sometimes my phone would have been on the desk and then I walked up and I walked around. And I was like, my phone wasn't even in my fucking pocket. Right. So I'm like, so all that didn't, like, what? I just walked around for nothing there. Like, you know, and that's how you feel
with
the watch.
That's how I feel all the time.
So
watch, yeah.
I think you're just really smug because, like, you went for a fucking walk after the gym and you thought you were a great lad.
Yeah, and in the rain I went for a walk.
Yeah, like, and but you have your fucking watch on and stuff, like.
Yeah.
So, I
so
don't know.
Now are you tempted to get a watch to count your steps?
No, I'm not, because I don't care about the steps thing. Like, what?
It's a horrible thing to say.
How do you think that Japanese company that made up the marketing campaign that fueled all this would feel? How do you think? I think
about them. They're the real victim here.
It's pushed me more to make sure I do that run or walk in the morning.
Mm.
Go for a walk at lunchtime.
Yeah.
So that was the other thing. Get up and walk around in between sort of work breaks. So it's definitely encouraged me to do all those sort of things. What that number is at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck if it's 10,000, if it's 8,000, if it's 6,000.
Mm.
Just once it's not 200.
Yeah. Fair.
That's what I got from it.
Yeah, that's good.
I would actually rather walk without my phone. Or without a fucking watch, or without something telling me how many steps I took that day.
Mm.
I just want to. Just want to be free.
You just want to be free.
Free
man.
From technology. But I'll tell Whoop that I'm going for a walk.
I'll definitely
tell my Whoop I'm doing all these things.
Okay, yeah.
But the actual number of steps, I don't really care.
You don't care. No. So then, if we're talking, should I bother beans? Out of five, from 1 to 5, 1 being the lowest.
Yeah.
Obviously, because it is.
Because, like, one bean's not as good as 5 beans on the table.
No, no.
You're starving. You're squirreling winter and you're giving beans instead of nuts. Like, how many beans do you need to get you through the winter? One? They'll be like,
no.
Give me 5.
Give me 5. That's the perfect amount to hide in my cheeks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But they're beans, so they're very mushy. They don't last as long. They break down very quickly.
Elaborate. Too much.
Anyway.
And ruined them.
What are the beans?
Beans for me, probably a 3.
What?
Yeah, I was going to say 2.
You didn't give a fuck. You didn't even do it. And you're giving it 3 beans.
I'm giving
it. You can't trust this man's opinion.
I'm giving
Doctors hate this man.
The reason I'd give it 3 is because there's not very many things that we do where the research says this is pretty much guaranteed that if you do more of it, your chance of, like, heart disease and death is going to go down by such a high percentage.
Yeah.
A lot of the time it's like, there's very few studies for this, or there's not a lot of research to show if this works.
Mm.
This is just like, there's loads of research and it's definitely going to help you live longer.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it can't be lower than a 3.
Yeah.
Do I like doing it? Do I care about the 10,000 number? No. I don't.
That's
like
where
that
it
this
lost
is,
the 2 beans.
But it's just like, I feel like I'm fucking fairly active already. Like,
you are.
We're going to the gym more than we ever have, and I've been fucking running in the morning and going to the gym. Like, that's enough.
Okay, like, show off.
Yeah, show off. I run four, maybe 5 times a week. And then I go to the gym 4, never 5 times a week. But
no, but okay, so
3 or 4. So I'm like, look, I'm fucking doing enough. And I'm busy during the day as well.
Yeah,
so
fair.
So I want to be walking for an hour as well on top of that? No.
You lack a certain level of patience as well.
I think that's
so
it.
So you're just like, I just want to get things done quickly. I don't want to spend my day going on 4 walks to get the 10,000 steps.
Yeah, I don't want to spend my day trying to chase this 10,000 number that doesn't actually mean anything.
Yeah, so fair.
You know,
so fair.
But if you walk more, that's good.
So yeah.
I think it's worth it.
So I disagree with pretty much everything you say.
Right. Why would you, like? Like, I mean, that's just bullshit if you do.
No, I don't. I do agree that it's more about being active, and 10,000 is just like, eh? I'm going to give this a 3.5.
Jesus, I thought you'd know, be a lot
no,
more.
No, I think it's because I found it hard. It's time consuming.
Yeah.
I didn't get it every day.
Mm.
And because it's so time consuming, it's very influenced by other factors that are out of your control. So if you're having a busy day, if the weather is shit, if whatever. I suppose they're not really, the busy day isn't really out of your control. I don't know. But there's other things that can just instantly be like, the chances of you getting this are so low, girl. There's not fucking hope in hell.
Fucking idiot.
Give up now.
Mm.
However, I do want to keep doing this as much as it's kind of making my watch ick me out a little bit.
Mm.
I do want to try this again. It is showing me how little I walk.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that kind of way.
But do you think you were just left a bit stressed? Like
I was left so stressed, Gary.
But do you not think that
I stressed almost every day?
Annoying then.
Yeah, that was annoying. That's why I kind of started to hate the watch a bit.
You don't need this pressure in your life.
I know, but I do need to move more.
Hey.
I do need to move a bit more.
All right.
And if it's a way of making me move more,
then it's good for the groove more.
Yeah. I want to feel fit and healthy and good, and I want to live forever.
Did you feel better after doing it all?
No, because I was so stressed.
That's what I mean. Like, did walking make me feel better? Like, not really. I feel better from any of the exercise we do, but like, did getting those extra steps in make me feel better? No, it didn't.
No, I actually kind of thought it was going to end up with me having pneumonia the other day, walking in the rain without a coat, without a raincoat. I was using like a teddy jacket over my head.
Now stop. Think about the whole sentence you just said and consider if it was too dramatic or not.
What?
You thought you would have gotten pneumonia from walking in the rain.
I wasn't waterproof.
You weren't.
Like, I wasn't wearing anything waterproof. I was just wearing my normal clothes. And then I had a furry teddy coat that the water was just going straight through. And now it probably smells like damp.
You walked in the rain for 10 minutes or something and you think
it
you're going to get pneumonia.
20.
Think about that statement, Stephanie.
Like, obviously I didn't really think I was going to get pneumonia.
Well, why say it then?
Why does anyone say anything, Gary? Well, it's a free country. I fucking say what I like.
Free speech.
Okay, that's it. Just fucking wrap it up, please.
Okay.
I have things to do.
If
I have steps to get.
I've got steps to hit. If you enjoyed this episode, just send it to a friend.
Oh, we'd love that.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Yeah.
We would love that.
Send it to a friend, please.
If you've got a friend who's like, I'm so bored. What do I do with my day? Just send them our podcast and this is episode 97. There's 97 ideas of things for them to try.
Oh my God.
And let them know.
They are welcome in advance.
Yeah. We always say that. We're so full of ourselves.
Wrapping it up. Thank you for listening.
Next week we're going to be talking all about lymphatic drainage.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Oh, another one of my ideas that Gary took on board and we're going to do.
Yeah, don't like it.
But for now, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Let us know if you like taking 10,000 steps.
Write to us on at shouldibotherpod on Instagram.
Or everywhere at shouldibotherpod. Mm-hmm. At gmail.com even.
Yeah, shouldibotherpod@gmail.com. We're carrying this on. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.